Hello, this is Pat Robertson. I suppose that this next 25 minutes may be the most important in your entire life.
Have you ever wanted power in your life? Have you wanted to be effective as a witness for Jesus Christ? Have you desired to be able to fasten impressions on the lives of people toward your Savior? Because I'm going to tell you the greatest secret of all the universe.
You must be born again. My mother's womb.
You must be born all over again. Why, that's absurd.
To think that somebody would bring a teaching
like that.
And Jesus said,
that's right, Mr. Jesus.
You must be born again.
Then you would be ushered into the presence of God.
God.
I know some of you are
frightened, but
after all, anything dealing with
the supernatural can be a little frightening.
If I would tell you, for instance, that
there was a ghost in the room right next to you,
you would probably be a little bit afraid, because this speaks of otherworldly things, and it frightens us. The word spirit
has been translated ghost.
We think of supernatural spirits,
and we're frightened by them. But the spirit of God is a spirit of love,
a spirit of warmth,
a spirit of joy, a spirit of praise, a spirit that brings us into the knowledge and the presence of Jesus.
He's a spirit that brings about love,
long-suffering, patience, goodness.
Knowledge was not just something you learned in a book.
This is the spirit of God himself.
Now, Jesus Christ knew that his disciples were powerless.
They were cowardly, some of them.
In the case of Thomas, they
were doubting. In the case of others,
they were vying with one another for power and prestige. Power and prestige.
As a matter of fact, an embryo or a fetus, an inner back to form. Well, I'm not talking about the kind of world that has a physical.
I'm talking about something else.
Be born of water and of the spirit.
Covet that which belonged to your neighbor. Worship idols.
You did all of the various
laws and practices of God.
That you would indeed curb an entrance to the heavens. And now comes this unusual
Because, he said, you remember John the Baptist went around baptizing with water, but you
will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
Not